I'll try to use as much of this tomorrow and less of the other things. So just want to go through some of the highlights in the Gemara that I want to focus on and talk about. Use a Tosfos to try to understand it better and a Rambam. So that's what I want to do. So the first thing I want to talk about is the idea of Kabbalah. Well, let's take a step back for a second. Let's take a little bit, give a little bit of a framework with Mishnayos. You know, the first 10 blot or so of Tainus is not really connected to fasting, to Tainus. About Sheilas Kashamim, which is like and Saint Talamata Libracha and Mashmerach Menageshem and rain stoppage, which is evidently is directly connected to the Tainus, because that's what the Mishnah says, that they would first start saying the Saint Talamata Libracha, and then there was a Reviya Shniya, and if in the Reviya Shlishis, the third Reviya, the rain didn't come, then they would start fasting. So it's directly connected to the need or the tzara of not having rain. So the Mishnayos here make it seem like there are really the Mishnayos make it seem like there are only two types of fast. There's a fast which has like the embellishment of the five things. That's the and then there's a fast which is, doesn't have the five things. The Chamish Inuyim we call them. The Mishnah on Yud Amun Aleph said that Higia Yud Zayin B'Malcheshvan. The Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Amun Aleph. Higia Yud Zayin B'Malcheshvan Le'Yad Gesham Hiskalay Yechidim Misanim Gimel Tanios. If the Yechidim on Yud Zayin of Malcheshvan, if there's no rain, they start fasting three fasts, and it says Ochlam V'Shosim Mishachashecha. They eat and drink from when it's dark, meaning they can eat and drink the night before. The fast only starts during the daytime. And so it's really like what we call like a 12-hour, in a perfect day, which it's a 12-hour fast. It's, you know, it's just the daytime. And they are also matar b'melacha, v'rechitza, v'sicha, v'nuas ha'sando, v'tash v'shamita. They're allowed to do everything that we don't do nowadays on Yom Kippur and Tishba. They're allowed to do that. So that's the first madrega of Yechidim, and they do this like more kaldic, more lenient type of fast. And then it says weiter in that Mishnah, it says Yigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'lo yard l'gashamim. If 2 weeks later it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev and there's still no rain, Bezin goes M'shalash Taniyas al Tzibar, and the Bezin imposes the first set of the three fasts on the Tzibar. Be'et Baha, Bez Hei Bez, Ochel V'shos M'shach HaShecha, U'mutar M'melacha V'rechitza V'sicha V'nas Tzana Tash V'shamita. So that set of fasts is exactly the same level of Chumrah. That's also Kaddik of fast. So, but then there's a segue, there's a change. When we get to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which is the Daf we did this past week, it said that the Beis Din made Gzeira of the three fasts, and then it says Avru Elu Below Nanu. If these passed and they weren't answered, Beis Din goes in Gimel Taniyos Acheres Al Tzibor, and the Beis Din imposes a second round of three fasts, and Ochlim Mishosim Yibod Yom. They eat and drink from before the day before. So they're also on all these things. So then this second set of three fasts that the Beis Din is putting on the Tzibor is Chomer, that you can't eat and drink for really 24 hours, and you can't wear shoes and rechitza and so on. And then it says the Baita in the Mishnah. Avru Elo, there's another madrega of severity. Avru Elo v'lo nanu, if these passed and they weren't answered still, Beis Din goes in alein on Shabbos shehein yud gimel taniyos al tzibor. They make another seven fasts, which are 13, because there were the first three in the Mishnah Daf Yod, which were the lenient fasts, and there was another three, so you're up to six, and then another seven, it says 13. Avru Elo yiseiros al rishon shabelo masriin menor nesachanuyos. These are this other round of seven has even more of an impact or of more of a big deal, that they would make a tshuva, they would blow a shofar, and they would lock the stores. Misheni matim chashecha v'chamishim v'tamim v'kavir Shabbos. So they would open it on Friday, on Thursday for Kavir Shabbos. But this is an extra stringency, that they're blowing tshuvas, okay, and they're locking the stores. People shouldn't. It's like more severe. And it says, and then it goes even further. Avru Elo V'lo Nanu. So if these passed, they weren't answered. So the 13 fasts, the 13 public fasts were passed, and they weren't answered. Then Mematan V'Masal Matan. They're supposed to minimize business. V'Binyan V'Natia, renovations, building, planting things. V'Erusin V'Nisuin, marriage. Shel Shalom V'Am L'Chaveiro. And in even greeting people, like people who have been rejected and Hashem is angry at them. So the last thing, the last part of the mission is telling you that you like there's a certain point after the 13th fast, we're not going to fast anymore, but there's almost like what sounds like an hug of Avelis. It's like an Avelis that there, we don't, Avo doesn't say Sheila Shalom, Avo is not supposed to greet people, Avo is not doing Maso Mata, and we don't do Erisin and Nisuin, like during times of Avelis of the 3 weeks and so on. It's like a time, it's a time of Avelis. So there's a basic question over here. In between these two Mishnayos that talked about the public fast, starting from the first round of three and then the next round of three and seven, we had this discussion of the Yachid. The Yachid is Mekabel Tainus. What kind of Tainus is the Yachid in Mekabel? What is the Tainus Yachid? Is the Tainus Yachid like the Morkal fast, that it starts during the daylight time for the 12 hours, and you're allowed to wash, and you're allowed to wear shoes? Or is the Tainus Yachid more similar to the second level of Qumra, the stringency of round, you know, three and seven, the second tier, which is going to be a 24-hour fast, and it's not wearing shoes and not washing and asab tash shamita? Where does the Tanis Yachid fit in? Okay, that's one question. There's another question about.
When you say a tainus yachid, you mean a stam tainus that a person takes on.
Right, a person takes a tainus yachid. A person takes on a tainus that he wants to not fast. So what is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to be fasting?
Not having to do it, rain or whatever.
Right. Okay. Right. So what's the nature of that fast? Then also there's a question of what's the source for that fast. You know, the Mishnayos make it seem like Everything in the Mishnayos is about related to the rain stoppage, like you said, and the Yechidim are the first ones at Tzadikim. They take on fasting on like almost on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and they're putting themselves out. And then the Beis Din puts a gezeira on the whole Tzibur, but that's because of the rain stoppage. But what is the source for a Yachid making a Tainus? Is it's one thing if Beis Din decides something, so a person's bound in the Tzibur, they're supposed to keep what the Tzibur says. The Chachamim, the Beis Din decides to make the gezeira, you know, not to climb a tree on Shabbos, so there's gezeira that you have to listen to the Chachamim, the Sasser. So the Chachamim made a gezeira that you have to, that there's such a problem of starvation and no rain, so then you have to keep the fast. But where does the Tainus of Yachid come in? Is that a mitzvah? Is that a good thing? Is that something which is a chiyuv that a person has a chiyuv to make a tainus? So that's the Gemara here on Daf Yud Beis Amin Beis. Well, the first question the Gemara Yud Beis address, Amin Beis addresses. The Gemara says it like backhand. The Gemara says a guy on the third line from the top. It says Amrav Kana Marav Yachid Shekibel Lav Tainus Asur B'Nilas Asandal. Rav Tana said the name of Rav, if an individual accepted a tainus upon himself, it's forbidden for him to wear shoes, which makes it seem like it's the more stringent level of tainus, that it wouldn't be allowed to wear shoes, you presumably weren't allowed to wash, you wouldn't be allowed to have tashas amita. Chayshina shama tainus tibur kibalah. We're afraid maybe he accepted a tainus tibur. Rashi says, Rashi on the third line on top, yachid shekibalah tainus stan. A yachid accepted a tainus open-ended. He wasn't specific. Ve'eino yodea is a tainus kibal alav. Im shal yachid, im shal tzibur. And he doesn't know. Or we don't know which tainus he accepted upon himself. Was it tainus yachid or tainus tzibur? So if it's stam, then Rav Kana says the name of Rav is we give him the more stringent tainus, and he doesn't wear shoes, and he's presumably going to keep a 24-hour fast with all that chumrah. Because if it's a tainus tzibur, we're saying a tainus tzibur of the more chomer, the tainus tzibur that wouldn't be allowed to have, would have all those five restrictions. Okay, but the Gemara says, Heichi Lavid, what should he do? Amara b'barav shela lein mahachi. He should say as follows: L'machar ahal l'fanecha b'tainus yachid. Tomorrow I'll be in front of you with the tainus yachid. As long as he specifies that, he says to Hashem, I'm going to be in front of you with tainus yachid, then he can wear shoes. Right? So the implication of the Gemara is that if a guy says Stam, then we're going to give him the Chumrah. If an individual says Stam, he wants to be he wants to be Misana, he wants to fast, he's going to give him the Chumrah. But if he says Ahal Panacha Batanis Yachid, then he avoids that extra stringency, and then he can wear shoes. In other words, I'm trying to bring up this Gemara. I didn't see it explicitly in any Gemara like that said the Tanis Yachid has to keep for 12 hours, just the daytime, he's allowed to wear shoes and all that. It's mashma from the Gemara that pretty much black and white, that If a guy says I'm going to have a tanis yalka, then he doesn't have the chumras, and he's going to have the more kaldika fast, and he's only fast during the daytime, right? If he doesn't say that, then we can put on chumras and tanis siman. The Gemara said.
You're saying the reshachman is stam tanis. He doesn't say it's tanis yalka.
The Gemara is, Rav is saying that if he says stam, if an individual says stam, then we
live. But I feel like it's not like that from the Sugya before on your base, where he's Makabal Asha. If you're Makabal Asha, then for sure, you're not going to tell me that he's Makabal. Could be Makabal for, he already didn't eat half the day. Now he's Makabal Asha. I guess that's probably not what was really about Kabbalah Asha works.
Right.
But if you hold Kabbalah Asha works, then it doesn't make sense to say that, and you can take off your shoes. It seems like they were, already in the middle of their day. And he was Makabal Asha. And so, you could be Mamshif and call that a tightness.
Right. So I thought that the Shalos was all like a subset within a regular tanis yafik. In other words, Kabbalah Shal, my understanding of the sugya, it takes time to go into the Shalos, I want that afterwards if we have time, but my understanding of the sugya, these two places where we want to talk about Shalos is that, it's not clear, Shalos just means hours, how many hours are we talking about? So my understanding is that we're talking about less than the 12-hour segment, because the Gemara here talks about a case of Lan B'Taniso, and he's the first case in the Gemara. Lan B'Taniso means nightfall came and he just hasn't been eating, and he decides at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night he's gonna keep a time. So it's less than 12 hours, because it sounds like the Gemara is talking about making anenu, saying anenu the next morning to make up for the night before, as if the main segment is the night.
Right.
So it seems to me like Shavuos is even a fragment of a 12-hour span. The Gemara's next case of Misan and the Shavuos on the top of the page in the base of the mouth is the guy started during the day. He just wasn't eating, or he had a late breakfast. Then he decides at 10:30 in the morning, he gets so involved with what he's doing. At 10:30 in the morning, he's like, I'm just going to fast. So that's even, it's also a case where the guy is, he ate the night before. He woke up in the morning. He's not been doing anything. He's been so busy. He hasn't gotten to breakfast yet. So then he's gonna keep a tinus for the next 9 hours of the day. So I thought that was also mashma that shows that is like a fragment of a 12-hour day. The question is, can he do that? Can he metabol? Can he be mechayiv himself in a tainus that if he says that is it binding that he's chayiv to keep that fast, or we say no, that's like nonsense. That fast has to be a whole chunk of time. It has to be the whole 12 hours, and it has to have a kabbalah the day before. I thought that was the Gemara on Yid Alakum Abbas. The Gemara on Yid Alakum Abbas says that the Mar Ukva went to Ginzuk and he didn't know three questions. And he asked them, Misan al-Shalos, Olay Misan al-Shalos, on Yid Alakum Abbas. And then they asked Rav Mar Ukva that question. And Lohaba Biyade, he didn't know the answer. And then he went, Azav Ishaya Be Midrasha, 6 lines from the bottom. He went and he asked the base manager. It sounds like Mar Ukva went to the base manager, Amrunei, Hilchasa Mis Anan Lashas and Mis Fountain's Tainus. That what the halacha is, you can fast for hours and you can daven Tzvos Tainus. So anyway, Shavuos is another part of the sugya, but I want to talk about that towards
the end.
Yeah, so we should really limit. We're going to stop at 9:30. Just want to talk about the general nekuda, which is directly connected to Shavuos, but just the nekuda of Kabbalah. That the Gemara says that you have to be makabel, you have to make a Kabbalah of the tainus. The Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Aleph says, where is it? About halfway down the page. A little less than halfway down the page. The first word online is de'avad. It says, Amar Shmuel, kol tanis shlo kibala mibod yom lav shmei tanis. A tanis which was not accepted, she didn't accept upon himself in the day before, is not a tanis. V'yasev mai, and what if he sat in the tanis? What's halacha? Amar Rabbi Bar Sheila, dami l'mafucha d'may yazika. It's like a thing full of air. Whatever this mafucha is, it's a thing that the blacksmith would use to blow things. It's, Rashi says, Shloacha b'china. Rashi says he didn't eat and was for naught. Like if he didn't accomplish tainus. He wants to accomplish a tainus, so he didn't accomplish that. He just didn't eat. He has to have a kabbalah mibod yom. He has to have a kabbalah from the day before. This is part of the question of the shalos, is that how does the whole shalos thing work? If you have to always be mikabel the day before, then that means you have to. So on Monday you have to mikabel for Tuesday. Monday during the daytime you have to mikabel for Tuesday. So the Gemara's discussions about shalos are always where you're too late. Like it's the middle of the night and he's mikabel.
Right.
Or it's the day of the morning, it's the morning at 10:30 in the morning, he's mikabel. But the Gemara says you have to mikabel mibon yom. So how do you shtem those two sugyas? You know, you have, and in the Rambam, to me it's not clear. It seems to me almost like a steer in the Rambam. Because he paskins that you have to mikabel mibon yom. And he paskins you could have a case of imlech on the top of the page, on the 10:30 case, 10:30 in the morning, that your guy changes his mind, and then it would be a tainus. I don't know how that stems. And he doesn't pass in the case of lam b'tanis. So that's shalos is a complicated thing. But the Gemara says you have to mekabel. And the reason the shalos is connected is because Rashi in the Aleph Mabez, when he's describing the case of shalos, he says the issue is the kabbalah. That you can't be mekabel the shalos. Rashi says, the first wide line, well, he says two lines before that, on Yud Aleph Beis, Perish, Michael Saber Abuna, what's Rav Abuna hold? Amos Anla Shalos Klomer. Hay the Klomer and the Machar, Amos Spout, Phil's Tainus. But he said the Rav Abuna's case is the guy was slept over in the middle of the night, he decides he's going to start taking a Tainus. But the night started, he hadn't decided. So when he says in the next day he doesn't dive into Phil's Tainus, the Kach Eno Mispal, the Kabbalah's Tainus do Eno Kabbalah. The reason he can't dive in is because the Kabbalah's Tainus that was in the middle of the night is not a Kabbalah. The Eno Tainus cloud. It's not a Tainus. You can even eat and drink within the tainus because it's not the aim of kabbalah and tainus or shalos. You can't even kabbalah tainus for hours. Like this case where the guy wasn't kabbalah tainus this night from the day before. So the whole issue is the kabbalah.
So what's
right?
He saying he didn't do there? He didn't
do a kabbalah of this tainus of this night the day before. In other words, the guy on Monday.
He said it that night. He said
and
that
Monday
that
night he's saying he decides that at 10 o'clock at night he's gonna fast. But he wasn't mekabel these shows me'atmo from the day before. So there's a problem with kabbalah. You can't be mekabel such a thing. So my question is just a very basic question. You know, just
can we? Are you guys okay with doing 5 minutes extra, 10 minutes extra?
Yeah. Okay. Time for a little bit more. The basic question over here, when it comes to a yachid, it all revolves around the kabbalah because. In the Tanis Tzibur, the Mishnah is talking about is Bezin goes in. Bezin imposes it on the Tzibur. You have no choice. The person doesn't make a Kabbalah. The Bezin says that there's no rain. We have to do something about it. We have to fast for half a day. We have to fast for a full day. No shoes or minigavelos and then no shalom, no marriage and all these things. That's like Bezin's gzera. The Kabbalah only comes in with the Yachid. The individual taking on a Tanis. I mean, his neighbor's not taking a Tanis. His friend is next door. His family is not taking a Tanis. He's taking on a Tanis for himself. So it revolves around the Kabbalah. So the question is, why is it, you see from the Gemara that if it's not a Kabbalah, then you can even eat. If it's not a tainus, you could even eat. So it's like Rashi says, it's shloach habchinam. If you didn't make a kabbalah, you just ate. You just didn't eat. It was like nothing. It was for free. Meaning, you didn't. It wasn't like you made a commitment. You carried out your commitment. It's just you did. So it's like an activity you decided to do. The Gemara here is talking about if a guy didn't have a real kabbalah, then he wouldn't be allowed to daven tefillah as tainus. There are two nafkaminas of whether it's a tainus or not. One is that whether you've been mekayim your chi of tainus. The other one is whether you could daven tefillah as aneinu. So if you didn't make a kabbalah, basically you have no chiyuv, and you can't daven tefillah as aneinu. If you didn't make a kabbalah, you're not considered a person who's doing tainus. So the question is. Why does it make such a difference in the Kabbalah? I mean, if you would, and it, this whole shmooze in the Gemara, whether you can make a Kabbalah shalos or not, who cares? I mean, if a guy makes a neder or a shvuah, you know, which are verbal commitments, you can always customize it. You can make it whatever you want. You know, you want to say, I'm like Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. Everyone should be in the Kabbalah not to say lashon hara for 1 hour. Okay, so she thinks, thinking of saying Lashon Hara, she should wait until 61 minutes and say Lashon Hara then. The idea is like, I'm being a Kabbalah for 1 hour, right? You can make a Kabbalah for 1 hour. You want to make an Eden, not to do something for 1 hour. You want to make an Isser on that this basket of apples should be usher to me. I want to make an Eder that I'm not going to eat green apples, but I will eat red apples. So you can make, you can like customize your Nedarim and your personal restrictions or Shavuos and Nedarim. So why can't a guy just make a Tainus for hours, for like 6 hours, for Shavuos? Like, what's this whole shmooze? And the whole thing, the Gemara says, you have to make a Kabbalah Tainus the day before. If you weren't make a Kabbalah, it's not a Tainus. You missed the afternoon mincha time, or you know, Tfilas mincha, Machlokas in the Gemara. You just, you know, you decide at night to make a Kabbalah, then it's not a Tainus. Like, what's that about? So, like, to me, they're three places where I see like something which sheds light on this Indian of Tainus, like Tainus Yachid. One is the Gemara itself. The Gemara says in the Shaka of Tyre, the Gemara says in the case of Shalos, the Gemara has three clashes. The Gemara says that then we have cases where people fasted and they didn't complete the fast. They're, you know, it says like in the Gemara on top of the page, if you make a Tainus, you have to carry on, eat until the end of the day, until sunset, until Shkia. Gemara says, well, there was a story in the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. They fasted, but they weren't mashlim. Gemara says Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok was from a family of they provided wood to the Beis Hamikdash on the 10th of Av, and one day there was Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, and they observed Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av, who was a Nidche. But they started fasting. But he says, my family was a yontif, so we started eating in the afternoon. It was a yontif because they provided the wood. So, and the Gemara has another case, Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, I'm gonna fast because he doesn't want to be invited to his house, right? So the Gemara answers all these things that you have to fast till the night. The Gemara answers, Hasan l'tzurei nafshe ba'al mahu. So the Gemara's lashon by the Anshei Mishnah, the Hasan Letzuri Nafshei Ba'al Mahu, by Rav Sana, Hasan Nami Letzuri Nafshei Ba'al Mahu. So the Gemara holds there are two things. There's Tainus and there's Tzar. You want to be Mitzar yourself, you can be Mitzar yourself as much as you want. You want to be Mitzar yourself for 2 hours, you can be Mitzar yourself, you can cause discomfort or pain for 2 hours. You want to talk about Tainus, the Tainus has to be within this framework. I think a little muscle, like if a guy wants to go to the mikveh, so the Chachamim say the mikveh has to have mem sah, has to have 40 sah, it's a volume of water. The mikveh has 35 sah, so it could be the guy is a very small person and 35 sah encompasses his entire body. It could be you have a guy who's 6'6" and he goes into which is exactly 40 sah and it's like very tight for him. Maybe it's it doesn't matter because the Chachamim or Kaveya that Mik or Torah Shabbat Pez Kaveya Doraisa, I don't know. It's I think it's Halacha Moshe Mishnah. But Kaveya, this is what a mikveh is. So you want to have a tire of a mikveh, you have to go into a mikveh 40 sah. So it seems to me like over here there are two things. There's Tainus and there's Tzurei Nafshei. You want to mitzvah yourself. You want to take on a restriction. You want to take a diet for skip breakfast, or you want to do a 6 hour Tainus. You can mitzvah yourself, but that's not Tainus. Tainus is going to be defined whatever it is. So a Tainus tzibur is defined as the 24 hours and full blown, no shoes, no tashas hamita, no rechitza. A Tainus yachid is a day. And you can wear shoes and so on, but it's a whole day and needs a Kabbalah. Like that's the formula. And if you decide in the middle of the morning that you want to have a Tainus of Shalos, so that's a shmooze. That's a question. Is there a formula for that? Is that within the guidelines of Tainus? When the Chachamim say there's something as Tainus, is that within Tainus, or is that just the Tzurei Nafshei? Right. So Lamashal, Tosus says this. It's a very interesting Tosa on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. He's not talking about this exact point, but I think what Tosa says like gives a little bit of a understanding of what's going on. Tosa is the Gemara is a very very interesting Gemara about the Machlokas about whether someone who is Yoshe B'Tainis is he a Chote or is he not? Shmuel says Yoshe B'Tainis Nikra Chote. The Gemara brings a brisa which is relevant to the parasha yesterday, Nazir, right? The Gemara's whole way the Gemara treats it is by looking at it, Nazir. The Gemara says that
similar right. ambiguity by a Nazir.
Right, so the Machlok is Tanayim with the Nazir, and Shmuel is aligning himself with one of those Tanayim. So with Nazir, the Machlok is the Nazir a champion? Is he a Kadosh? Or is the Nazir a Chote? Is he a sinner? So one pasuk says that the chiper alav the parsha yesterday the chiper alav mashachat ala nafesh that he needs a kapar because he did a chait, implying it sounds like he's a sinner. The other pasuk says kadosh yeah he'll be a kadosh. So Gemara answers each pasuk that you could say the pasuk is talking about a particular detail. It could be the chait is talking about a guy who became tameh. You could say kadosh is talking about the hair. Here has Kedusha, but there's a tzad each Tana has to say that no, it's talking about the general concept of Nazir. Nazir is a chata, as a chote, so a sinner, and the Nazir is a kaddish. So Tosas asks that if you hold, and Gemara says Shmuel holds that Yoshe B'tanya is not a chote, kama chomer from Nazir. Because if a Nazir was only mitzar himself in one thing, only thing he's not, he's just depriving himself of grapes and wine, he's eating everything else, he's called a chote. If a person's mitzvah himself not to eat a whole day or whatever it is, from everything, then he's for sure a chote. The Tosus asks the Kasha from Baba Kama, I didn't even look up the Gemara, but the Gemara says in Baba Kama that you're allowed to, the Shmuel himself says, that the Gemara is talking about Yoshe B'tainis, that the person's allowed to be chovel himself, he's allowed to damage himself, not to injure himself, not physically, but by fasting. So Tosis asks, how could Shmuel say he's called a chote? Shmuel says you're allowed to do it there. So I just want to get to the Tosis's answer and where he brings in the Nazir bit. So yeah, Shlomar, the Yashlomar is like 6-7 lines into the Tosis on Amar Shmuel. The Yashlomar, the vade havi chote, kinamir and hacha, yikamachom and Nazir. For sure, a guy who's fasting is considered a chote. Like the Gemara here says, the Kamachomer from Nazir, that Nazir is a chote, and Shmuel believes that the Yoshe B'tanis is also a chote. Ma Nazir Shlotzir Atzma Ela Miyayin V'chulei. Ava Mikol Makam HaMitzvah Shlose HaTainis Gadol Yosef Min HaAveira Mimashot Mitzar Nafsho. The mitzvah he's making the Tainis is greater than from the Aveira of the Mitzar himself. So there's a, it's almost like an oxymoron. There's a mitzvah of making tainus, and there's an aveira of being mitzar oneself. Just like we see from Nazir, there's an aveira to mitzar oneself, because he's called a chote. But there's a aveira to mitzar oneself in tainus. But there's a mitzvah that he's doing the tainus, and the mitzvah of doing the tainus is a tozel lashon. Mitzvah shu osa tainus. Tozel says tainus is a mitzvah. We'll get that in a moment. The mitzvah of making the tainus is gadol yosef min aveira. It's greater than the aveir, which is embedded in the tainus. There's an aveir embedded in the tainus, shehu mitzayr nafsho. And then he proves it. He says, the mitzvah lindor, there's a mitzvah to make a nether. T'kidar mina sota daf beiz, haroa sota b'kulkula yazir atzma min ayayin. Someone who sees a sota b'kulkula should make himself a nazir from yayin. It's a famous Gemara. Then why is Parsha sota next to Parsha nazir? Yes, Parsha. Someone who sees a sota should be yazir atzma min ayayin. So Tosaf says mitzvah lindor. It's actually a mitzvah. So if the Torah is telling you to make a mitzvah to do this, Tosafot says it has to be a mitzvah. But at the same time, how could Shmuel, how could there be a Tana that says it's a chet? So Tosafot says that there's I don't know if there's any other mitzvah in the Torah like this. There's a mitzvah which like embedded in the mitzvah is an aspect of Aveira that with Nazir. And Tosafot says just like with Nazir, there's a mitzvah embedded in it is an aspect of Aveira. So too with a Tainus, there's a mitzvah and there's an embedded in it is a little bit of an Aveira. And then he says another proof, which is also an argument of Daf Beis. Kol makom yesh kitzas chet, and still there's a little bit of chet. There's a little bit of chet in every nazir. Mi didahava amis anatanas chalom b'shabbos. Just like someone who fasts the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis said we didn't see inside. The Gemara says if a guy would fast on Shabbos, the current gzardino, they rip up his gzardino decree. If he had some kind of dream that something terrible was going to happen to him, so if he fasted, it accomplishes something that they rip up his gzar din, and they fry mimeno tanis shal Shabbos, but they're going to punish him for a tanis from Shabbos. My takante leisa tanis tanis la tanisai. That's the lashon gemara with by us. What's the takana? What should he do? He should fast a fast to his fast. Meaning, the guy had a dream on Friday night, which was a terrible dream. He wakes up Shabbos morning and he decides he has to fast a tanis in order to get rid of that gzar din against him. So now that he fasted on Shabbos, Now, he's not supposed to fast on Shabbos. He's also fast on Shabbos. So now he's supposed to fast on Sunday because he fasted on Shabbos. So it's like a domino effect. He has this gzara din against him. So he's doing a good thing. In other words, Tosis is trying to say that he's doing a good thing by fasting on Shabbos on the one hand because he's getting rid of this gzara din. But on the other hand, he's doing a bad thing because he's not supposed to afflict himself. So he has to even make up for that. But in the Tanis on Shabbos has both of these elements. The guy fasted on Shabbos has an element of mitzvah, but also has a ktsas aveir. In other words, the Mefarshim say that when it comes to the Shabbos case, the guy is allowed to fast because he has such tsar, so stressed out from the dream, that it shters his own on Shabbos. He can't enjoy Shabbos at all. So he fasts to get rid of that emotional distress. So it emotionally gets rid of that distress, but he's still not being mekayim on Shabbos. Because there's a positive aspect of Onur Shabbos to eat and have a kiddush, you know, right? Have a l'chaim, so eat something. And so the guy's in like this middle ground where he got rid of his tremendous depression, but he's not enjoying Shabbos. So he's doing a mitzvah, but there's a ktsas aveira in it. So basically, Tosus is looping all these three things together. The guy who's fasting on Shabbos is doing a mitzvah with a ktsas aveira. The Nazir who's doing a mitzvah of Yazar Atzim Nayayim, but he's ktsas aveira because he's mitzvah himself. And the one of the Yoshe B'tanis is doing a mitzvah is ktsas aveira. So I think this. So Negev, what we were talking about, you know, the Kabbalah's tainis and a guy who's mitzvah himself. There's something as Tzuri Nafshei Ba'alma. Tzuri Nafshei Ba'alma is a guy who's just been mitzvah himself. The Gemara makes it sound like that's like a negative thing. The guy has just been mitzvah himself. He's not even accomplishing a tainis. He's just been mitzvah himself. You want to be mitzvah yourself. You want to do tshuva or think it'll be a kapara for something. You want to afflict yourself for half of a day, for 6 hours or something, shows, and you can do that, but it might only be together tzlitzi'uri nafshe ba'alma. But if you want to be mekabel atainis, so atainis is a mitzvah, Tosa says it's a mitzvah. If you want to do that mitzvah, the mitzvah of atainis has a framework. It has like, it's defined. Just like you have like memsa and a mikvah, you have everything in the Torah which has like shiurim, you know, many things have shiurim. So it's almost as if the Chacham are saying there's a shiur for tainis. If you want to do tainis, then if it's a tainis yachid, it has to be a full day. If it's a tainis of shalos, the question if you can be mechayiv yourself for that type of shiur of shalos. But if you do it according to the prescription of Kabbalah the day before, and you keep that amount of time, then you're in the mitzvah of tainis. Now this mitzvah, which is the next thing I want to talk about, it's also hard. Once you prepare for something, there's a lot to say. You don't prepare, you say like whatever you want.
Bring us home.
Just finish up something. So the very fundamental question, like what's the mitzvah of tainis? Tosus calls it a mitzvah, right? And then we're saying this mitzvah has parameters. Where is the mitzvah d'oraisa,
the rabbanon? Not only that, he doesn't bring a raya on what the mitzvah is.
Right.
The raya for nazir is not a raya, but there's a mitzvah of tainis. I mean, it's like
right. And even like flips it on its head, because Shmuel is saying that Yosha B'tainis is a chote. And he's saying that out of nowhere, oh, it's actually a mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah, but there's a chet.
Yeah, it's a really odd, like...
Right, so, it's not one of the tariq mitzvahs. I don't think it's one of the tariq mitzvahs to be a nazir. In other words, it's a mitzvah that if you makabal and the zeros, then you have to act this way. It's not a mitzvah for every person to go to be makabal and seven aziras. And Tosa says it's a mitzvah, but there's also a chet in it. It means that there's like a musr, like it's a proper thing to do. Someone who sees a sota b'kol kula, and somehow seeing a sota is going to influence the person is yetzirah, and somehow it's fun to talk about that. It's a little crazy, but the guy is going to be nimshach towards avera, so he should. It's a good idea for him to make himself a nazir. So if he does, and the chet of being mitzvah himself is not, if it's a mitzvah, he's not saying that like you have to clap out chet, because the chet, it means that like there's an aspect of in Musar of it, that's a person, in perfection of a person, there's something a little bit off with that, and he has to mitzayin himself. Anyway, I just wanted to point out the Rambam. You have to go through the Rambam. It's good to go through the Rambam, the whole parak. But the first parak in Hilchos Taanios, which is actually in Zmanim, took me some time to find it. It's in Zmanim, like the Moedim. He says that Hilchos Taanios is mitzvah sase achas. The whole Hilchos Taanios, which is several prakim, is one mitzvah. V'hi lutzok lifnei Hashem b'chol eis tzarek gedola. Shalot tava ala tzibar. To cry out in front of Hashem in any eis tzara, great tzara, shalot tava, that shouldn't come on a tzibar. So the only mitzvah d'oraisa is that to cry out in front of Hashem, which is not even tainus. It's a mitzvah to cry out litzok l'fnei Hashem. And he brings a pasuk in the first halacha of Hari Osa Mechatzotzos. If there's chisavah melchama ba'aksa, if there's going to be a war and there's like a tremendous threat to Klal Yisrael, Hari Osa Mechatzotzos means kartem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem, whatever. So you blow the chosos. So litzok, and that's the cry out to Hashem. And then he says it's in the halacha base davar zeh v'darchei atshuva. It's a darchei atshuva. It encourages a person to do tshuva when they blow these trumpets and so on. Everyone will take to heart that b'glal ma'aseh ha'rayim, it's because they're bad deeds that this war is happening to them, and then it will cause them to remove the tzara. Then he says in halacha davar midirei sofrim. He says the Rabbanan said to fast when there's a tzara, and in those days of tainus they daven. So that's like a takeoff of the deraisa. Deraisa is to blow trumpets and to cry out to Hashem when there's a tzara. The Rabbanan said, let's say it's not a war, you know, it's not that situation, and we're not going to blow the trumpets, but there's going to be the deraisa sofrim is to fast. And then later on, Rambam says in the halacha test in the same just like the tzibur fast on their tzara, so to a yachid fast for his tzara. And he gives examples. He has someone in his family who's extremely sick. Oh, toeh b'midbar, someone's lost in the desert. Oh, asur b'beis ha'asurin, or someone's in jail. Then the other family member should fast on behalf of that chole, or on behalf of that person who's in jail, or on behalf of that person who's lost in the desert. These are all like kind of nefashos cases, clearly, right? So he should fast on his behalf and to daven vakish rachamim. So the tanis is an offshoot of this daraisa of crying out to Hashem, but the tanis is a drabanan to encourage tshuva. To encourage the person to do tshuva and tefillah. So that's where this whole thing comes in. In other words, the guy who's yoshev b'tainus. So when Tosa says it's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah in the sense, at least a mitzvah derabbanon, according to the Rambam, there'd be a mitzvah derabbanon for a yachid mekabla tainus if there's a tremendous tzar in his family, like someone's in some kind of stafashis in the desert, is sick, or so then there'd be that mitzvah derabbanon. So he's saying that within the mitzvah derabbanon there's an aspect of chet, and that's what Shmuel said, there's an aspect of chet because he's causing himself this pain. So I think that's what's going on over here. So this the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Tainus is a mitzvah of sorts. It has gedarim of a neder, or not. That's the Gemara is also a shaila. We didn't have time. We're going to be late. The question of like what kind of neder is this? The Gemara calls it a neder. The Gemara says on a base that lo yehi el neder. The Gemara says no, it's not a neder. It's only that it's a reinasha ba'alma. But whatever this Tainus, if it's a neder. Okay, if it's a neder, it's a neder. And then it's taking on these dinam of a mitzvah, of it's a neder of divine mitzvah. Sorry, Frank told me it's a neder of divine mitzvah. It's like you can make commitments to do mitzvahs. So the mitzvah would be to fast, to do tshuva as part of tshuva, like the Rambam was saying. If you're taking on a tainus, then it has to have that framework of whatever a tainus yachid has. It has to have Kabbalah and so on. It's a question of you could do it l'shalos. If you're not doing that, you could be mitzayir yourself. It just won't be begetter tainus. It won't be a tainus. You can retire yourself. You can do other things for tshuva. You know, you could say tehillim. You could say five prakim of tehillim. You could say one parak of tehillim. If you want to say tehillim the entire day, you can say tehillim the entire day. If you want to do the tshuva tefila process of this that the chacham are talking about, then it has to be tainus. Then you have to say the words tainus. You have to say a kabbalah. And then it has, and that's the tainus of a yachid. The chachamim or koveya with the tzibur, that they make a gzeira. So the tzibur doesn't have a choice. They make a gzeira, the tzibur, to encourage the tzibur to do tshuva and so on. But this is some of the things I want to bring up over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.